Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey, it's Trey with Daddy Mojo, and thanks for checking out this week's podcast for the new all-age comics for April 19th, 2017. This week has two of our current favorite all-age comics, and one of them probably won't appeal to the masses, but it's awesome, and we'll tell you about it. The all-age comic Go-To is out this week. We'll tell you what that is, but you probably know deep down in your heart. There are two Mighty Morphins you want to check out. There's a comic book that's ending its run, its miniseries run, for the Princess Sect that is great, a classic, and Too Much Coffee Man. It's out this week. So, the music you hear in the background is all piano stuff, and it's from Julie Maxwell's Piano Music. And she is an entrepreneur who does seemingly everything. She's a cosplayer, she's a photographer, she's a Japanese translator, and you can check out all of her stuff at Free Music Archive or at her own website. Both of them are linked in the web post. Please check it out, because it's really fun stuff, and she's also the Princess of Mars. Bet you didn't know that. So this is Trey with Daddy Mojo. We are on Twitter at Daddy Mojo. And the first comic we're going to start off with this week is actually not one that's for the all-age audience, but it is so incredibly entertaining for tween audiences, teen audiences, or even adults. Here's what it is. Dark Horse Presents. Now, this is an anthology comic book that Dark Horse Comics puts out. This is volume 3, number 33. What attracts me to this is simply the title character, Too Much Coffee Man. Shannon Wheeler's Too Much Coffee Man is drop-dead hilarious. We've been a fan of this character and this comic for almost 20 years. And that could be how old the comic book, the character. Because it's not really frequently published. I'm not sure where it is, but he's just hilarious. It's very droll, very dry humor. I don't drink coffee, so it's not like, oh, I love coffee and I must follow Too Much Coffee Man. That is not it. It's just the sense of humor. Like, if you're a fan of Matt Groening's Life in Hell with Jeff and Akbar, and the very, very droll interplay that they had back when that was still a regular comic strip and independent publications back in the late 1990s, that is the same vibe that Too Much Coffee Man puts out. It is hilarious. For adults. Adults will immediately get it. Some teen audiences may get it. There's not going to be anything bad about the strip. It's just very highbrow humor. Highbrow, that's what it is. But this is also an anthology. So it comes with 5 other stories that the tween audience is going to dig. And it's going to give them a nice variety of different comic book styles that they may dig. And it's also from a publisher that doesn't do much in the all-age audience. So considering that this is going to be a book that's going to be okay for tweens or teens, and its price point is $4.99 for a big whopping 48 pages of full color, it could be worth checking out. But it's Too Much Coffee Man. Love that character. It's out this week. So, the All-Age Princess Sect. There is a miniseries that's ending this week that is awesome. And if you're if you have a young reader who's a girl, that's a reluctant reader, and they're not into comics because they don't like spandex and superheroes and all that that stuff, that boy stuff, this could be one that's really going to attract them. This is Mega Princess. And it's still got that cool name where it's like Mega Princess. Oh, I can be cool and mega. Mega Princess. Issue number 5 of this miniseries is out. And this is the final issue. So you can either pick up number 5 and see if you like it and then maybe track down the previous 4 issues. Or, if the description alone is enough to taunt you into the series from Boom Studios, you can wait about 2 months and pick up the graphic novel. What's happening here is Max and Justine, it's the Mega Princess and her trusty steed. They have finally found the evil queen who has been kidnapping princes and turning them into frogs. So it's up to Mega Princess to save the frogs from the evil princess, or from the evil queen. There's evil, and there's queens, and there's princesses. It's fun stuff. And the art is really, it's cute, it's go-to things, and it's a really clever comic book. And it kind of throws the princess sect on its head a little bit. So if you're used to like the mamby-pamby princesses that are kind of lame, let's speak frankly, then Mega Princess is going to be your bag of tea. Really is. Issue number 5, it's out this week. My classic Mad Magazine people, where are you at? I am an old school Mad Magazine guy. Like, I remember being 7 or 8 and reading Mad Magazine and not really understanding it, but laughing at some of the bits in the magazines and in the books that I got. Specifically, Spy vs. Spy. Loved Spy vs. Spy. Still very funny and very clever for what it is. I mean, it's no words. It can make you laugh out loud. This cat also made us laugh out loud with his very short drawings and his very distinctive style. It's Sergio Aragon, and it's Gru. This is his character, Gru, Fray of the Gods. This is a trade paperback. This is going to be good for, I'll say, ages 8 and up. It's all color, and it is going to require some reading. That's why the age range may be a little higher than it was when I was a kid, because this is about Gru, and he's still very clumsy, still very inept, but he's a heck of a battler. And the art is still the same. Like, it's amazing how, 30 plus years on, the artwork is still the same. And it's classic art. And it's funny. And you'll love it. Kids 8 and up will love it. And adults will love it, too, if they haven't picked up a Mad Magazine in a while. And they wonder what happened to Sergio. He's still producing lots of great stuff. And this is a very good example of it. This is a trade paperback that collects all of the issues from the 4-issue miniseries from Fray of the Gods that happened on Dark Horse. It's good stuff, and it's a very good throwback memory for you parents who grew up with Sergio. Or if you want to teach your kids about the classics, it's a good entry point. It is a trade paperback, though, so it's going to be a little more than the average comic book. It is $18, but you factor in that it collects 4 different comic books. You could break it down like that way, and it's about $4.25 a comic book. Or go through the links, cost you $15. It's Gru, Fray of the Gods. It is out this week. Hey, if you'd be so kind as to leave a note on the service that brought you here, recommending the podcast, that would be great. That way we could toss more people into the world of all-age comics, let them know that there is more to the genre than they think. Because there is. Did you see Power Rangers? I don't mean the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I mean Power Rangers, the movie that came out recently. I did not. I would love to say I meant to see it, and I did mean to see it. It's just that spring break happened, and we get busy and all these other things. However, it looks like the movie was successful enough to spawn a sequel. It cost about $100 million to make, and so far its global take is right around $95 million. Toss in marketing, so you probably got $120 million. But I think that Saban is so far committed to the franchise that they're going to jump in and cover it. Plus, they've got the Green Power Ranger, who is supposed to make his appearance in the next film. So that could easily merit a sequel. Who knows? Hey, if you saw the film, please reach out to us and let us know, hey, I loved it, or I didn't like it at all. We're on Twitter, at Daddy Mojo. And we'll gladly say, we meant to see it, or we'll see it on video, one of the two. Regardless, there are lots of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers or Power Rangers comics out this week, and it's just a trifecta of who do you like. If you like Pink, not the singer, the Pink Power Ranger, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Pink, this is the trade paperback. This collects all of the issues from the miniseries. It's out this week. It's $20, just under $20. And this monthly series from Boom Studios is really good. And this trade paperback, as well as these additional comic books when they came out, it tracks parallel to that monthly series. It's good fun stuff. It's going to be great for ages 8 and up. And I say that from a content perspective. From a vocabulary perspective, it may be a little difficult for some folks who are 8. 9 and up will be able to read it without any issue whatsoever. But if you're down with Pink and the Power Ranger of that issue, please check out this graphic novel. It is it's good stuff from Boom Studios. Also out this week is another Power Rangers. This is the monthly series. Now, if you're kind of hazy about it, jump into this series because it's really consistent and it's really good. It's Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, issue 14. This, again, ages 9 and up. Boom, step on in, and you will love it. It's good action. And it really does a good job of spelling out a potentially complex group of superheroes into something that is digestible and very fun. Because when you get down to brass tacks, people may not know the Power Rangers as well as maybe they should or could. They just know, okay, it's five people in suits and what do they do? What's going on? But the comic book does a really good job of breaking down their personalities as well as their weaknesses and their strengths when they all get together and fight, get on the same page, as it were. Now, this comic book is easily one of the best all-age comics of the year. And I realize it's only April, but this will be. It's the Justice League Power Rangers team-up. Oh, I know, more Power Rangers. It's all Power Rangers all the time. But this miniseries is fabulous. It's a 6-issue miniseries, and this week sees issue 4 of 6. It's a team-up from DC Comics and Boom Studios. And for some reason, DC Comics and Boom have it rated T for teen. However, ages 7 and up are going to be A-okay with this because it's got great action. It is fabulous. So I would almost say do not buy this issue and just wait for the graphic novel in a couple months. But if you want to buy issue 4, you will buy it and say, I want to get the first 3 so I can really get up to speed because it's that fabulous. It's Justice League Power Rangers, issue 4 of 6. It is out this week. So coming up the first Saturday in May, actually the first Saturday of every May, is Free Comic Book Day. That's when you can go to your local comic book store and get free comics. Ah, it's crazy! We're going to highlight some of the better all-age comics that are available for Free Comic Book Day next week and the week after, and there are lots of them. Where is your closest comic book store? It is quite simple. Just type in comic book store locator. Then you put in your zip code, and there's probably one about 9 to 18 miles away from you. Usually, that's just a rule of thumb. That's where ours are, and it's quite simple to get to. So, if there were any justice in the world, this comic book is one that every tween to teen would really go mental over, because the quality in this book is staggering. It's beautiful, it's classic, and it's new at the same time. It's Jim Henson, Power of the Dark Crystal, issue 2 of 12. Now, I preface all that by saying this is it's a Middle-earth fable-type comic book miniseries. I love it. The art, the story, everything in this comic is really beautiful. And Jim Henson, his studio, and it's got his footprint in it. And it also ties back to his classic movie, The Dark Crystal, which has a lot of activity happening on the production side and the revamp side. So that's one reason why this comic book in this miniseries is coming out. It is beautiful. It's not really going to be attractive to younger readers because it's so kind of, it's a little dark. But it's beautiful, man. If I were a 9 or 10-year-old kid, this would be fabulous, because it's smart and it's beautiful, and it almost requires you to take a look for it. We're going to post a preview for it in another blog post up on the website, daddymojo.net, with some images from this so you can see just how beautiful it is, and it may inspire you to go out and check it out, because it's great stuff. Now, this is a comic book that, I'll be honest with you, the television show that it spawned from is really just annoying the heck out of me, because every time the kids have this show on, it seems like all the characters do is yell, and it drives me crazy when I'm in the other room. Mental. But the kids love it, and they also love this comic book. And yours probably do too. And you do too, if you're a young reader. It's Teen Titans Go. Issue number 21 is out this week, and it's from DC Comics. It's only $2.99, and it's great. As a comic book, this is awesome. A, for me, because there's no volume and there's no yelling, which is great. That makes me happy. It also has the same characters like Control Freak, Goblin Grab, Beast Boy, and others that the kids will love. In this issue 21, it's kind of fun because the Teen Titans get locked out of Titans Tower because it's been condemned. So where do they go? Maybe they go to the Bat Cave. Maybe. They go somewhere. It's great fun. It's only $2.99, as I said. Great price. Everybody loves it. Our 5-year-old loves it. 7-year-old loves it. And you will love it too. Thank you for listening. If you have any input, want to say hello, whatnot, it's Trey, the email, T-R-E-Y, at daddymojo.net.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.